back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'll go to the phone lines in just a second. I just want to real quickly plug that Rural Revitalization Conference. It's February 23rd. It'll be at the Fairview Church between Riley and Leonardville. So that's coming up, again, February 23rd, 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. And more information from the Extension Office, you can find that out. We have a phone call here as we're talking with our Riley County folks, Greg McKinley and Greg McHenry. And go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Yes, I just have a little bit different topic. I had gone through a couple newspapers from back in January. I saw where the county commission signed a contract with a lobbyist at the state level. And I was just curious about what issues have been identified by those lobbyists. I guess we just don't hear a lot about that. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
All right. We've had a meeting with them and kind of noted some of the issues we're concerned about, but also some of the things they do is they look, keep an eye on all the different things, the proposals that go through the state to make sure, let us know, well, this is coming up that's going to affect the county, that, you know, you need to know about this. A couple things that we've been asking them to promote for us, one is the dark story theory change. That's the primary one. Another one is talking about county home rule, which right now it's statutory. They'd like to see it made constitutional, although I don't think that's going to be pushed that much this year. There's two other. We had four things, I'm forgetting what the other one is at the moment.
There has been some discussion up in Topeka about law enforcement and consolidated law enforcement.
Yeah, that's something that I'm not sure where that came from, about the making the sheriffs elected as a constitutional thing. And just clarifying to make sure that doesn't affect Riley counties, because as it's originally written, it does exclude Riley County consolidated because it's obviously a different system.
Yeah, the other thing I remember was something Ron Wells used to harp at is something about
LAVTR.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank
you. I knew there's Danton's local area local ad valorem tax relief. There's a state law that says they have to return so much of the taxes back to the counties for tax relief. It's a state law that they just haven't done for 15 years. When the budgets got tight, they just said, "Well, we won't do it." I mean, it's still on the books, but they just ignore it. And that's the other thing they've been trying to promote. And they actually seemed to be getting a little bit of traction a couple of years ago, and that's when the pandemic hit, and they were concerned about their income and say any of that stuff, that's another thing we're trying to get, because that the way it's written is it comes back to the counties directly as for property tax relief.
You would think with the revenues being where they are,
right,
this would make sense right now.
We've said, and that's what we're trying to, or obvious trying to promote, the fact that, you know, they've got extra money now, and that this is something. You know, like I say, there's a rule that they're supposed to be doing it. They just quit doing it. And it went to counties and cities, this tax relief.
I would think, especially with the makeup of the legislature, that they would be on board with something like that, lowering property taxes.
Right. That's what I thought. I mean, that's what I think, too, because we've talked to some of them, that the groups that are promoting tax, you know, lower property taxes, that they need to get on this. This is something that will lower property taxes with money coming back from the state.
Hmm.
Well, thank you for coming. I knew there was a big one, and I couldn't come up with it.
I couldn't think of it either, but I remember Ron Wells being here a lot and harping on it every time he was on
Focus.
Yeah,
he was a really big pusher on that, and it's finally getting some traction.
Yeah. Well, again, we're talking with Greg McKinley and Greg McHenry here on In Focus. Just a few minutes left, and we'll take your phone calls if you got any questions here for a few more minutes. Might just ask where the county's at on that church property downtown. Are we getting anywhere?
Not right now. That's something we need to start looking at to decide what we're going to do with. We've kind of just let it set for a while, I think. But it is something. I had made my own little list. What is it, as chairman? I was trying to go back a few of those things that we've kind of gone, well, we need to decide what we're going to do. And I going to be bringing that up soon, that we need to go forward with that and make a decision what we're going to do.
Okay. Again, we talked with Greg here. You mentioned something earlier here during one of our breaks here about just because the valuations are going up here, that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that taxes are going to go up 10 to 14%.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who have that misperception that whatever the increase in value is equates to the same increase in property taxes. And I would point out last year at this time, or during budget season, the county commissioners actually kept the budget fairly flat and lowered the mill levy. And that's kind of how the system's supposed to work. You know, when we transfer our values to the clerk's office, that's all we're doing. We're not setting the level of taxes. That's all determined on the percent change in budget at what I call those three local units of government, which would be county, city, and school district. Typically, of that mill levy, if you're in the city, about 48-49% of that is schools, and that surprises folks a lot of times. The rest is usually kind of equally split up between city and county, but taxes are not determined until they set their budgets. So whatever percent increase or change that we see in those budgets is what the change in your property taxes are. The other thing that comes into play is there's kind of a tax lid that the county has to follow, and that would prevent taxes going up. I can't remember what the percentage is now, but it's fairly low.
Yeah. Excuse me.
We have another phone call here, so let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Sun's out. It's always shining at K-Man. We're back to the same situation. The township fights the county. The county fights the city. The city fights the state. State fights the government. The government fights the world. Why don't we just let one group be in charge and let's listen to them? We've elected good county commissioners. Why don't we just pay attention to them? They have all these feasibility studies. Everybody gets all their points in. And then when it's all said and done, there's more said than done. But we do get to have some meetings and have some coffee and joke. About the church, I can't believe that three intelligent elected officials would buy a church and never be in it. Maybe there wasn't anything in there. Maybe it was vacant. Maybe it was just walls. We don't even know what we bought. Now we don't know what to do with it. Well, let's do with it what we thought about doing about 3 years ago. Use it for the courts. They're begging for a room. Make a nice auxiliary courthouse. Then it would be court. I'll hang up and listen, because I know you'll have some good answers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the problem with the building, and I wasn't on only one of the commissioners on there is ones that purchased it. It was purchased before we were on there. And the problem with using something is just the arrangement of it. It would be more expensive to try to rearrange the spaces in there to use than it would be to tear it down and build a new building. It's just, it needs a different arrangement than what church was. And it was added on several times as a church, which works for them, but to make it a county building, it's just a poor arrangement. There's several different levels over there. You'd have to put in several elevators to get access to different levels. And like I said, and that's the problem we're working through right now.
And I, if I remember right, John Ford actually voted against purchasing the property.
Yeah, I believe so.
When he was on, it was him and Ron Wells and Marvin Rodriguez. So had that happened later, I have a feeling this might not be in the county's possession.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, it was decided before I got there.
Yeah.
Now we just get to decide what to do with it.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's a fun job you get to have there.
Right.
Well, I know there's other things. We're not seeing a whole lot of road construction right now, but is there anything going on that we can anticipate here in the spring or summer from Public Works?
There's always bridges going on, and I know there's, I don't have the map now showing, there's several bridges that are in process, and some more that are going to be bid this year to be rebuilt this summer. One of them, ones that the county's actually doing, is the one to off of Anderson going down to Wildcat Creek Park out there close to Keats. There was an old bridge there that had to be replaced, and the county, we're doing that with our own forces. I keep meaning to stop by there to see what our progress is, because I drive by there all the time and I forget about it. But I know there's some up in other places in the county that some of them were bid out this winter that will be starting pretty soon, but I don't have that list with me.
And I know that we've asked about this in the past year, that Seth Child, Highway 24 area, where there's a study going on from KDOT, I think, about maybe having a roundabout there at some point. Have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything more. Oh, that was one, yeah, up at Tuttle and Seth, yeah.
Yeah.
They keep saying they're going to happen, but I've tried getting a schedule from someone of what year they're looking at, and no one can tell me.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that, see if we can learn anything maybe later this year on that. Good to talk to both of you here this morning. Thanks for being in studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Greg McKinley, Greg McHenry, joining us here on In Focus today. Coming up, we have another Greg on the program tomorrow. We'll have Greg Mann over at Wamego. He's the interim superintendent. He'll be joining us with Kevin Logan from Rock Creek Schools. And we'll also hear from Jim Jeanette, Manhattan Area Technical College, coming up tomorrow on the program.